California is known for its beautiful beaches, its mountains, but millions of people in the state live in contaminated areas with air pollution and soil pollution. Why do they stay? As part of our California Dream collaboration, CalMatters reporter Elizabeth Aguilera takes us to Imperial County.
Juan Pasillas' avatar is wearing a gas mask. He's watching out for people infected by an airborne contaminant in the video game Last of Us. In some ways, the game reflects his life. Juan has asthma. Unless the 18-year-old is at school or at work, he pretty much stays indoors to avoid the polluted air outside.
You feel dizzy. Everything starts getting, dark. The lights dim. The voices, they echo all around.
When he was a kid, a doctor told his parents the best thing for their son was for the family to move someplace else. Here's Juan's mom, Monica. She said, we thought about it. What if we went to San Diego? But life there is very expensive. So they stayed. They're one of millions of California families living in a place that everyone knows is unhealthy. But they can't leave because of family and finances and jobs. It's scary, Monica said. When the kids were small, she could cover them up. But then they had to go to school and be outside. Imperial County has some of the worst air quality in California. It exceeds the federal air quality standards for particulates. Luis Olmedo heads Comité Cívico del Valle. It's a nonprofit organization focused on health. The group has placed air sensors around schools and in neighborhoods in Imperial County.
Some of the issues that are most visible to people is like ag burning, pesticides, smells that come from different industries, including Mexicali, like diesel and vehicle emissions.
The goal of the air sensors is to have lots of data to use as a way to come up with solutions and to ask the state for help, Olmedo says. Imperial isn't the only place with dangerous air in California. The San Joaquin Valley and the South Coast Air Basin, basically Los Angeles and surrounding areas, also fail to meet pollution goals. Local Democratic Assemblyman Eduardo Garcia is on the state air board.
Not everyone has the luxury of picking up and going somewhere else for a handful of reasons. And the main one will be because of the lack of resources to do so.
He says clean air is a part of the California dream every resident deserves.
They're not choosing to live in one of the regions in the country and or in this hemisphere that has the dirtiest air.
Monica Pasillas' family moved to Imperial nearly two decades ago. They wanted Juan's sister Maritza to be able to go to school. She has cerebral palsy, and in Mexico, it's tough for kids with disabilities to get an education. Back then, the family didn't know how polluted it was. Monica quickly learned. She said the kids went outside to play, but they came back in saying their eyes were hurting and burning. The next day, they all woke up with pink eye. The move to Imperial County helped Maritza. She's 26 now and getting her master's degree in family therapy. But she also suffers from the pollution. For her, it's migraines on bad air days. And Monica, her mom, lost her left eye to an unknown airborne bacteria after a day of gardening outside last year. She says doctors couldn't tell her how she got it, except that it was probably from the contaminated air. So she worries about her kids all the time. You think about a rosy future for your children, she said, that nothing's going to happen to them, but the reality is different. Monica watches her son play video games and feels bad he's stuck indoors, that he didn't have a regular childhood where he could go outside and play. In Imperial County, I'm Elizabeth Aguilera.